USAA Insurance for Veterans.
Hey, good morning. Hello, everyone. Good morning. We're so excited to welcome you to worship this morning. I just realized you didn't say hi back to me. Good morning. Hello. Oh, that was so nice. Good morning. I'm Michael Reese. I'm the leader of the praise group up here, and we're waiting for piano sounds to happen. And Caleb has a furrowed brow up there, and he's thinking about what to do next, and so are we. Very, very excited as we continue with our Mr. Rogers sermon series today. We have Miss Iowa here to sing for us, and I think it's just going to be a great service, and there is something here, some nugget during this service that's just for you to take with you this week as you go out. So let's stand, and let's start with symphony, talking about how we all fit together. We all have a piece in this puzzle. We all play a part in the orchestra, in God's orchestra.
Started out in Eden when he breathed in to the dust of the ground, creating the sound of a heartbeat like a drumbeat to a song. Started out as a solo, then crescendo to the ends of the earth, till everyone heard the music God was making in us all. Oh, and now every breath we breathe is a melody. A love song to the God who made every soul to sing, every life to bring out the beauty in this world. So come on with all your heart, lift your voice and play your part with the symphony of an orphan. The very first time looks in the eyes of the family is here to bring him. Feel it in the silence, in the worship of the church underground. They're singing without a sound, somehow. And now every breath we breathe is a melody in the love song to the God who made every soul to sing, every life to bring out the beauty in this world. So come on with all your heart, lift your voice and play your part. His symphony. So sing with me of his majesty. Come on, just sing with me in this symphony. And now every breath we breathe is a melody in the love song to the God who made every soul to sing, every life to bring out the beauty in this world. So come on with all your heart, lift your voice and play your part. Oh, come on with all your heart, lift your voice and play your part in this symphony, this symphony, this symphony, this symphony.
Continue this morning singing a song that is an old one for us, but one that we haven't done for a little while, called We Are. Talking about we are the light of the world. Let's explore this together.
Every secret, every shame, every fear, every pain, live inside the dark. But that's not who we are. We are children of the day. So wake up, sleeper, lift your head. We were meant for more than this. Fight the shadows, conquer death. Make the most of the time we have left. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We gotta, we gotta, we gotta let the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We gotta, we gotta, we gotta let the light shine. Let the light shine, let the light shine. We are called to spread the news, to tell the world the simple truth. Jesus came to save, his freedom in his name. So let his love break through. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We gotta, we gotta, we gotta let the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We gotta, we gotta, we gotta let the light shine. We are the light, we are the light, we are the light. So let your light shine brighter. We are the light, we are the light, we are the light. Jesus, you are the light, you are the light, you are the light. We will lift you high. Shine, shine, shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We gotta, we gotta, we gotta let the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city on a hill. We are the light of the world. We gotta, we gotta, we gotta let the light shine. Let the light shine, let the light shine. Let the light shine, let the light shine.
And you know what time it is. Let's sing this together as we continue to explore Mr. Rogers and learning life lessons.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Good morning, neighbor. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm glad to see you all in worship with us this morning. As we get started, I'm going to invite you to turn to the people around you and share signs of God's peace. Now, before you do that, this morning is Consecration Sunday, and so if you brought your estimate of giving for 2020, during this time, we're going to kind of an extended passing of the peace, you're invited to come forward and put that estimate here in the church. You can do that right now. You can do it later on in worship when we pass the plate. You can put it in the offering plate, or you could do it another time as you are comfortable or prepared. So let's now share signs of peace with one another.
Hey, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood today, and we're so glad to have this chance together. We're thinking about how the five values of our membership, prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. Today we're talking about service. Pastor Heather has a great message for us. The ushers have some attendance registration pads, and we invite you to sign those, pass them down the pew, and you might note who's worshiping with you. Call your attention to a couple other things. You'll see the many activities going on in the life of our church. Obviously, again, this is Consecration Sunday. We're receiving those gifts for 2020, or estimate of giving. But we do have cards and things out in both the lobby areas if you didn't bring it today or can mail it in anytime. And so we'll receive those. Also, Walton, call your attention to our annual pie sale event. And so this Saturday, they'll be making pies for our global ministries, and this year the proceeds will go to help the warming station that we'll be setting up this year. If it's 30 degrees below zero, the church is prepared to set up a warming station here, especially to welcome families with children, which there aren't any others in the Quad Cities at this point. So it's a new ministry of our church, but the pie sales will help to provide food or preparations for that. Now, to order pies, you can go to our webpage or you can go online. You can take out your phone and do it right now. And on the webpage, the Asbury webpage, scroll down to the bottom and you'll see their pie order. And you can make your order for those wonderful pies right on your phone. We're learning the whole technology. And so you'll see there that $12 for a pie, an extra dollar if you want it with Splenda, a special ingredient. But you can make your order for your pies right now, right on your phone, right where you're at, if you haven't done it already. They need to be in by Tuesday, I believe, and they'll be made next week, and the information there about when to pick them up and so on. So that's a kind of a cool thing, but a new thing in terms of how you can make use of that. Second thing, I do want to just call your attention, we're getting ready for Christmas. The men's group helped set up our Christmas decorations outside yesterday. We appreciate that. Also, we'll be getting our sanctuary ready for the Christmas season on the 24th. You'll see the hanging of the greens here in the sanctuary. We invite you to come and be a part of that. You'll see that's from 1:30 to 3:30. And since we're talking about Christmas, we've also got the bell ringing that we've done at K&K for many years for the Salvation Army. Dave and Dana Nichols are organizing that again, and you can sign up. There'll be a sign-up sheet, a schedule in the church office, and I think it's there on the counter now. You go and claim a spot, or if you'll note in your pews, there are the cards that say, Pray, Give, Serve. That's a new thing we've just added. Whenever we make announcements here on out, if there's something that you want to be involved with, can help with, you can pull out that serve card and put your name on it and put the area of interest and put that in the offering plate as well. So that's a way to make a connection, you know, so you don't forget about it later on. But if you're interested in ringing the bells this week and you want to right now just pull out that serve card, put your name in it, put the bell ringing, and you can put that in the offering, and Dave and Dana will get in touch with you to help schedule a time in which to do that. A couple other things. I know that they announced this morning that Wednesday will be the Financial Peace University preview. And so if you want to make use of that class that'll happen in January, there's a live stream preview for yourself or anyone else that might be interested that'll be here in the church on Thursday. And we'll soon be beginning our new Advent study, The Redemption of Scrooge. And there's books that are available in the lobby areas that we can look forward to beginning that in the first Sunday of Advent, which is coming up pretty quickly. All right, any other announcements that way? Part of what we do together as well is to care for one another and to take a few moments now to share the joys, the concerns that we have as a congregation. The ushers will help, the musicians, we've got some microphones to pass around. But if you have a joy or a concern, something to share with the church, let's take a few moments and share those now.
Hi, it's Joshua Dixon once again, and once again, I do have a joy and a concern for my mother. Because my joy is Trio of the Strange has been one in our host table down in Utah Avenue. But unfortunately, because the sister was such a worse situation, my mom has been ended up with walking pneumonia or bronchitis, one of the two, I'm not sure. But just keep it in the sauce, and she is doing rather well.
All right. Thanks, Josh. We'll be in prayers for your mom, whatever it is, walking pneumonia or something, that she'll have healing soon. Thanks, Josh. Yes, Marilyn has a special introduction.
Yes, I'm Marilyn Mitchum, and I would like to introduce Emily Tinsman, the 2019 Miss Iowa. Emily is a graduate of Bettendorf High School and also of Drake University, and my former piano student, and she'll be singing today.
So, Emily, we're glad you're here. Welcome. So Emily was sharing with me about the Miss America pageant in December she'll be a part of, but how that's going through quite a transition as well, all about scholarship and service and talent. And so what you're singing here, is that what you're going to sing there? No, something different. All right. Something opera. December 19th, Miss America pageant, and Emily Tinsman will be there representing Iowa. We're glad you're here with us today. Thank you. Anything else? Yes, Rob.
And I just want to raise a prayer. There is a teacher at Boston Valley High School, Tracy Lux is her name, and she has a daughter who is, I believe, about 10 months old. I think her name is Olivia. And she was diagnosed with leukemia a couple weeks ago and is in the hospital, I believe, at Iowa City. And they've been having a rough time. So please raise them up in prayer.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Prayers for a teacher at... Okay, and a daughter with leukemia diagnosis, prayers for healing, strength for the whole family. Okay, thank you, Rob. Yeah, Paul.
Hi, Paul DeCamp. I just wanted to share my dad had surgery Thursday, and surgery seemed to go pretty well, according to the surgeon, and he's recovering right now. But he needs some healing, and
okay.
Appreciate your prayers.
Okay, Chuck DeCamp had surgery last week, recovering, but prayers for continued healing for him. Yeah.
Rebecca Erickson. I had asked for prayers previously for my aunt and uncle's family because I lost my cousin earlier in the year. But my niece, so his sister, is getting married on Saturday. So it's like a joy and a concern. Joy they're getting married, but just concern for everybody because we'll all be missing Colin.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Rebecca. Joyce for a wedding, which is also always joyous. But just recognizing, remembering the people who maybe aren't there physically, just thankful for their spiritual presence, ongoing influence in their lives. Yes, Linda.
I'm Linda Harvard, and just to mention that we have postcards now for Starry Night for anybody who would like to take some and pass them out. That they'll be in the back by the Starry Night window or tables out back. So just keep passing them out.
Thanks, Linda. So the idea of a postcard, you can just take and give it to somebody as a way to let them know about that special family event that we'll have here at the church getting ready for Christmas. All right, anything else? We don't remember the family of Mark Miller. Dan is here. Mark's was Dan's younger brother. His funeral was yesterday here at the church. And Mark had more recently lived in Decatur, Illinois for a while. But certainly prayers for Mark's family, for Dan Miller, and those that it was a good celebration of his life here yesterday. We want to thank God for that, and prayers for healing and strength for the family in this time of loss. Also, I received word this morning that Mary Jo Olive is in the hospital, and so we want to give offer prayers of strength and healing for Mary Jo many times is here at this worship service. So we're praying for Mary Jo today. Anything else? Well, with that, let's come together in a time of a silent prayer. We'll invite you to lift before God these concerns and the others that are upon your heart. At the same time, rejoicing, thankful for the many, many blessings and gifts that we still have. And so then I'll offer a pastoral prayer, and then we'll all join in saying our Lord's Prayer together. So would you pray with me? Holy, gracious, and loving God, today we thank you for a chance to worship. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, and you have given to us a life and a willingness to not only come to you, but to support one another. So today we pray for those who need comfort and need healing. We pray for those whom we've named and others perhaps that are on our own hearts and minds. It might even be ourselves. We just trust all of those needs to you. And we pray for those not only in our community, but across our nation and around the world who are hurting or suffering or mourning today, that you would be a source of hope and light to them, and that you would work through your body, your church, including us, to help answer the prayers that we're offering today. Dear God, on all of it, we have hope because of your Son, Jesus, and what you've done for us through him. And we pray together now the Lord's Prayer that he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, I want to share our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. Again, Isaiah was, 1,000 years before Christ, before Jesus, 750-some years, but he was also speaking on behalf of God. And here he's talking about my servant, which can be both the people of Israel. It could be referring to Jesus as well. We see Jesus being fulfilled in this. But we see what Isaiah was saying, that God's plan, while God had a special relationship with the descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the people of Israel, that God's desire always was for the whole of humanity, that there to be a light to all the nations and to all the world be blessed through those who walked with God. So here's chapter 42 of the prophet Isaiah, and I'm going to read the first 9 verses. Isaiah writes, Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he establishes justice in the earth, in the coastlands, wait for his teaching. Thus says the Lord, the God, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. At this point, I invite you to continue in your prayers, your meditations, the thinking about the scriptures, but we're going to hear a special piece, Pies Jesu, which is Latin for Merciful Jesus. Miss Iowa, Emily Tinsman, will share with us this music with us. Thank you.
unison prayer as printed in your bulletin or up on the screen. Lord God, you have given us to be a light to the world, to offer help to those in need. When the world gets scary and the news makes us lock our doors and close off our lives, we know that you open the eyes of the blind and call prisoners out of the dungeon. Give us a peace. Oop, is there another one? Give us a peace that passes all understanding. May we be inspired by your help to be helpers in our world, to go where there is pain and hurting and provide healing and reconciliation. Amen. Our second scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, so Matthew's account of Jesus' life and death and resurrection. And we're looking in chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
To continue with "We Are" as our response.
We are the light of the world.
Long time ago, whenever there would be any really catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, "Always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, you know, even just on the sidelines." That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing rescue teams, of showing who medical people, anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Lord God, it is easy to see the darkness all around. It is easy when we turn on our TV or turn on our phone to see catastrophic stories. But we pray that in the midst of disaster and danger, you would give us eyes to see helpers and give us hearts to be helpers. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I wonder if you experience the same thing that I do when I read stories in the news or hear about fractured relationships and fractured policies that cause more harm than good. I feel as if there isn't any hope sometimes, as if the world has grown so dark, as if there is nothing more that can be done to keep this world from falling more and more away from God's kingdom. And then Mr. Rogers tells me to look for the helpers. He says, because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope. I wonder if you experience the same thing that I do when I listen to Mr. Rogers speak. I feel like I could be my very best person. I feel a bit like Fred Rogers did when he was a child, like in that clip we watched, and his mother told him to look for the helpers. I feel like there is hope, no matter what else is going on. And then Jesus tells me that I am the light of the world. It makes me think that perhaps my job is to be a light in contrast to the darkness that I see. That my job is to drown out the darkness with light. In Matthew's telling of Jesus' story, one of the first things that Jesus does in his ministry is to sit on a hillside and teach. He does this for 3 chapters of Matthew's gospel, saying all sorts of really smart and interesting and surprising things. We call this section the Sermon on the Mount. He starts his teaching with what we call the Beatitudes, or the blessings. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And then Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. But those things that Jesus calls blessings don't really sound like blessings to my ears. They sound like people I should feel sorry for, people in need of help, the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, the hungry, the thirsty. Those are the people living in darkness. I think we tend to look at Scripture in a pretty segmented way. We chunk off sections and we look deeply at them independently, but no Scripture really stands independent. So Jesus' comments about being salt and light come right after the Beatitudes, after these blessings, then they're probably a response to the difficulties of this world. Be salt. Be light. Blessed are those who are living in darkness, for they will experience the light of the world. One of the powerful things about the ministry of Mr. Rogers was that he was not afraid to go into the darker places. He was not afraid to acknowledge that kids get angry, they get sad, they have difficult situations that they have to deal with. As much as we'd like children to be protected from darker experiences and darker emotions, that's not the reality of the world. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they will be filled. And it's our job to do that. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premiered in 1968. That was also the year that the Methodist Episcopal Church and the Evangelical United Brethren Church came together to form the United Methodist Church. And it was the year of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination and the year of Robert F. Kennedy's assassination. Instead of shifting focus to more kid-friendly topics on the show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, one of his puppets, Daniel Striped Tiger, asked a question that so many children that year were probably asking in their homes. This innocent puppet on a children's TV show asked, "What's assassination?" The show gave permission for families to deal with the pain and the darkness of a horror like assassination in whatever way worked best for that family. Perhaps being sad, going out to take a walk, or encouraging families, if they were comfortable, to watch the public funeral on television. The world is dark, but we can sit in the darkness together and take care of each other. You are the light of the world. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In this sermon series, we've had Mr. Rogers offer us some guidance in helping us to understand our membership vows here at the church: prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. Today, our focus is on service, and I'd say our focus is on being the light in the world, making the world brighter. What does it mean to be in service to others? Well, I talked about that some last month when I preached the end of our Reckless Love sermon series. The final chapter was called Emulate Christ. I shared the story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet, and those of you who are here in worship might remember I offered people to come forward and wash one another's hands to emulate that service, that servanthood, and that sacrifice. Mature discipleship doesn't just mean living for ourselves, it means living for others. It means being in service to others in need. It means being a helper when bad things are going on. It means being a light in a dark world. One of the fun things that I really love about this metaphor of being the light of the world is that there are many different kinds of light, and they provide many kinds of relief from the darkness. A candle doesn't shine the same way as Christmas lights, which don't shine the same way as a glow stick, which doesn't shine the same way as your cell phone screen in the middle of the night. But they all provide light in the darkness, and they all make a difference. There may be different ways that you shine light into the darkness, different ways that you are a helper. You might be serving within the church as a Sunday school teacher, a small group leader, an usher, greeter, communion steward, committee member, or another ministry here at Asbury. You might be serving outside the church with the garden ministry, food pantry, the friendly thrift center, at a meal site, or with another ministry opportunity in the community. You might have been a buddy with one of the kids at Thomas Jefferson Elementary School last year. You might be praying for a chance to continue that relationship or to form a new relationship with a student at the newly combined Mark Twain Elementary School. You might have gone on a mission trip, or you might be dreaming of a mission opportunity for us at Asbury within or beyond our community. You are the light of the world, Jesus says. That's not a command, and it's not a promise. It's not a future way of being. It is a declaration of your current state of being. You are the light of the world, Jesus told his disciples. That's just who you are. That's how you are. You are the light of the world. It can't be put out by anyone. And in order to live into that declaration, you have to let your light shine in the darkness. You have to dream about how you can be a helper, be the light, and then go and shine, go and do, go be how God has called you to be, and shine how God has called you to shine. You are the light of the world. Look for the helpers. They are there. And as Christians, we are called to be helpers, getting in the midst of the darkness and the muck and the mess and making a real difference. And not just in acts of charity and cleaning up the mess, but in acts of justice, which goes back to look at the reason that we have some of that mess in the first place, and does the work of cleaning up the systems and the production of mess, cleaning up the world to make it full of light. You are the light of the world. An easy place to start is here in the walls of the church. And as a person on staff, I can tell you we are always looking for people to be helpers, for people to be leaders, to be part of our ministries here at Asbury. This is a safe place to learn how to shine your light the way that God has enabled you to shine. A place to learn your spiritual gifts, to learn what it means to serve, to give of yourself, to make sacrifices for others. But it is very easy to see the light when we're in the light. In a room full of candles, the light is beautiful, the light is glorious, but the light is obvious. In order to fully live into Jesus' declaration that we are the light of the world, we have to leave the safety of the lighthouse, the church, and go out into the darkness and be a light there where our light shines brighter and makes a difference. We have to go out into the places that are looking for help, for hope, the places looking for helpers, feeling like there's no solution, and we shine our light there. Archbishop William Temple said, "The church is the only organization on earth that exists for those that are not its members." I'll say that again. The church is the only organization on earth that exists for those who are not its members. We are the light of the world for the world. Our lights are made to shine not for ourselves, not for people who are already comfortable and see the light and know what it is to experience Jesus' light, but for those who are living in darkness, those who see no hope, those who desperately need help. We are the light of the world, and we pass our light on to others. Every week we have candles up here on the altar, on the chancel, to remind us of Christ's presence with us in this space. We light it at the beginning of worship to signal that worship has begun and to have a visible representation of Christ's presence with us. We have a Christ candle, and then here on the altar we have two candles, and I was taught that these represent Jesus' humanity and Jesus' divinity. At the end of every worship service, the light gets carried out of the sanctuary to remind us that it is our job to carry Christ's light out into the world. At our 8:30 worship service, we have a pair of siblings, Reese and Izzy Bailey, who just about every week that they're here, they're our acolytes. Some churches have very young acolytes, and these two have continued being acolytes for beyond years that a lot of churches have kids as acolytes. I've noticed in my time here that big brother Reese always gets the light from the tall Christ candle, and then after they've both extinguished the candles up here on the altar, Reese will pass the light on to Izzy, and then they will walk out together. Last week, on our way out, I asked, "What's going on here? I always like watching you guys do this. What is the story? Why are you always passing the light on to each other?" I had a feeling it would mean something. I had a feeling I could use it in my sermon this Sunday. I wanted to know what the story was. So they told me that when they were training to be acolytes, they were told that they were supposed to both take the light from the tall Christ candle and extinguish these, close the Bible, and leave. But at that point, Izzy was too short to reach the Christ candle. And so Reese started taking the light from the Christ candle and passing it on to Izzy in worship, and then they would carry the light out together. What else do I need to say? When we have caught the light, we want to share it with others. We want to infect them with the light and show them how to share the light with the world. A single candle shining in the darkness doesn't make as much of a difference as 100 candles shining when we've learned to pass the light on to others. We've given them chances to be helpers, to be light, and to drown out the darkness. You are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. You are the light of the world, and you gotta, you gotta, you gotta let your light shine. Will you pray with me? Holy and gracious God, We are the light of the world. No matter what situations we may face, no matter what difficulties rise up in our hearts, no matter what struggles we deal with or how much darkness is going on in the world today, we are light. We are a light that reflects your light and your love and shares it with the world. So, Lord God, help us to shine that light to others. Help us to be in service to others, to help others, to remember that a light is made to transform the darkness. Help us to use the gifts that you have blessed us with to do that transformational work of service and giving of ourselves to the world. Help us to truly live into our call and our identity as children of light. Amen. At this time, we're going to take up an offering. I invite you to give generously so that you may share the light with others.
Power, power.
I ask you to stand for our prayer of dedication. We got a prayer of dedication this week. Holy One, we thank you for the ways that you have provided us help, healing, and protection in this frightening world. Release us from our fear and inspire us to provide help, healing, and protection for others. We dedicate these gifts for this week and for the coming year, that they may be consecrated, made holy by you. We pray that these gifts and pledges will help us in our work to serve others and be a light in a dark world. Amen. Remember that you are the light of the world. No one, after cracking a glow stick, puts it back in the junk drawer. They connect it to maybe three other glow sticks and make a glow stick necklace and go have a party. Remember that you are the light of the world. And as a reminder, there are glow sticks in the back of the sanctuary on your way out the door. There's also connectors. Grab a glow stick. Sometime today, go into a bathroom or a closet and remember the fun of a glow stick in a dark space. If you are much too cool and grown up for glow sticks, I'd still invite you to take one and to take a little piece of paper for Starry Night, and I bet you have a child in your neighborhood that would love a glow stick. Every kid loves glow sticks, and they would love an invitation to learning more about the light of the world on December 8th. I pray that you have a blessed week as you go out into the world to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Peace be with you.
What to say, Lord, is you gave me life and I can't explain just how much you mean to me now. Even saved me, Lord, I give all that I am to you, that every day I can be a light that shines your name. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord. Every day, it's you I live for. Every day, I'll follow after you. Every day, I'll walk with you, my Lord. I'll walk with you, my Lord. I'll walk with you, my Lord.
Have a blessed week, everyone. We'll see you next week. The youth band will be playing next week. Come and see them.